Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. So glad to have you join us as we take a look at the book. Of course, the book we're talking about is the Word of God, the Bible. Our subject as we study together at this time is going to be angels and prophecy. Sound pretty interesting? Indeed, angels and prophecy is a very interesting subject. In fact, the most used word in the book of Revelation is either angel or angels. Those two words together make up the largest usage of any word in the book of Revelation. Well, we'd like to have you study with us about angels and Christians. You know, we have a special relationship with angels. We're going to study about that, and I'll come back in a moment and tell you how you can get your own copy of Angels and Prophecy. It's a 5-hour audio series on CD. We'll tell you how to get it in just a moment. But right now, get your Bibles handy. Let's study about angels and Christians.
You know, Henrietta Mears, who was a very famous Christian lady a couple of years ago, made an interesting statement. Her statement was that this book is not written, a one-volume book written about 100 different themes. But instead, it is a book written about one theme from 100 different angles, different approaches to studying one theme. And then they evaluated that one particular theme, and it was redemption. The theme from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, redemption. There are a lot of definitions for redemption. The theologians will have a definition. Let me give you what I think is a very simplistic definition of redemption. Redemption is God's work of bringing Jesus Christ to a world that needs him. That is a simplistic, bottom line definition of redemption. Let me give that again if you were jotting it down. It is God's work of bringing Jesus Christ to a world that needs him. We just celebrated, you can see the flags above your head here in the auditorium, here at Word of Life, the missions conference at the Word of Life Bible Institute. Tom shared with us last night, almost 50% of the student body at the Bible Institute challenged to go to the mission field. And then another 150 up at Scroon Lake headquarters for the Institute. 200 young people dedicating themselves to go to the mission. You know what a definition for missions might be? Let me suggest this to you. Missions, a definition. God's work of bringing Jesus Christ to a world that needs him through you. And so God has allowed us to come into a position to be a part of that which he has as the number one theme, the number one theme in his book, the one, number one theme in his approach to humankind that he created. You know who the you was in that definition of missions in the Old Testament? The Jew. God raised up the Jew. For the first 2,000 years of human history, there were not Jews. Only Gentiles. Genesis chapter 12, call of Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. He comes out of what is modern-day Kuwait over the Fertile Crescent into the land of Cana. And God then establishes the Jewish people. And he wants them to be the missionaries, bringing the Messiah to the world that needs it. Look in your Bible at Exodus chapter 19 just for a second. Let me show you a very interesting parallel in the connection between the Jew and the Christian. Exodus 19, you might remember that Exodus 20 is the giving of the Ten Commandments, so Exodus 19 would just be prior to that. And in fact, in the first couple of verses of Exodus 19, God is calling Moses up onto Mount Sinai. Mark and I were there on Mount Sinai to do a program and had an interesting experience of climbing to the top of it, almost having cardiac arrest. But you know, it's a tough. In fact, we rode camels, and that almost killed us too, didn't it, Mark? I don't know what was tougher, that 756 step climb or the riding the camels up to the foot of Mount Sinai. But on Mount Sinai, here it is. Now, God actually allows a trumpet to sound. And God comes down and Moses comes up. It's a beautiful picture of the rapture, how it's going to take place. And he gets in front of God, Moses does, and God says something very interesting to him in the fifth verse of Exodus chapter 19. He says, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed," and this is what Moses was to go back and tell the Israelites there in the valley, "if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine," verse 6, "and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Do you hear those phrases? A peculiar treasure, a people above all people, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. God was establishing the Jewish people for the fourfold purpose, basically, for the purpose of, number one, being a witness to the reality of a true, perfect, powerful, almighty, holy God. And they were placed, you know, Jerusalem is in the center of the earth, Ezekiel 5:5. It says there he placed all the nations around her. Why did God put the Jew? Why did he choose them? The fewest of all the people on the earth, it says in Deuteronomy. Why did he choose them? Put all the earth around them, every nation around them, to put them in the center of the earth, to be the missionary, to bring the Messiah to them, to a world that needed a Messiah. And so he wanted them to be a testimony, a witness of what he was. And then the second phase in that four-pronged understanding of why he chose the Jew was that he wanted the Jew to be a testimony of the blessings received when they were obedient to that pure, perfect, almighty, holy God. Third reason he chose the Jew, Romans 3, to give them the Word of God, to allow them to preserve the Word of God, and to transmit the Word of God to the world. Out of the 66 books that we have in our Bible, all except maybe one was written by a Jew, and I believe, and there are many scholars who believe the same way, that Luke was probably Jewish as well. I'll not be dogmatic about Luke, but many are leaning that way, that Luke was probably of Jewish, at least one of his parents would be Jewish. And so God now uses the Jew, the missionary, to get the Word of God, preserve the Word of God, and transmit the Word of God. Of course, we know the fourth reason for bringing the Jew into existence. That was one day from the loins of a beautiful Israeli woman would come forth the Messiah, the one that was to come to a needy world. But then they rejected, Matthew chapter 13, they rejected Jesus Christ. They rejected their Messiah. They rejected the King of Kings. God didn't finish with them, though, at that time. He put them on a shelf. He's not finished with them. Jeremiah 31, 35, and 36 says, "As long as the sun, the moon, and the stars are in the heavenlies, I am not finished with the Jew." So God has a plan that must be fulfilled with the Jewish people. He has not finished with them. Don't ever be mistaken. He has not finished. The church did not replace the Jew. But the church now has come alongside of God and is going to be partnered with him in this plan of redemption.
Thank you so very much for joining us as we have taken a look at the book, the subject, Angels and Prophecy. By the way, that's the title to my 5-hour audio series on CD that will help you understand the entire scope of angels as it relates to God's Word, and in particular, in Bible prophecy. If you'd like to have your copy of Angels and Prophecy, you can call our toll-free number and make your order. That toll-free number is in effect across America. The number is 877-674-3298. Or you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and order your copy of the 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Angels and Prophecy. Again, the number, 877-674-3298. Or go to our website at prophecytoday.com. I'm so grateful that you could join us as we've had time to study about angels and prophecy. And I'm convinced when you get the entire study and come to a conclusion of how angels will play a role in end-time prophecy, you'll agree with me the return of the Lord with the rapture of the church is about to take place. In fact, at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...